Spotlight. Blood on the Smock. Coming up on Dateline NBC.
See, I thought this was about a second grade talent show. Spotlight.
I thought it was about that scene in the It's Christmas, Charlie Brown, when Linus gets on stage.
I think we all saw a very different movie.
I feel like I needed a security blanket at one point.
This was a weird version of Charlie Brown in which he was diddled.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm not tired. When you look back at Charlie Brown and Peanuts,
maybe
you go, if any kid was diddled, yeah. It was definitely Charlie Brown.
He has
Brown.
Trust issues. Does he have parents?
Yeah, as far as we know now, or that they're aliens, because they all just go, wah, 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 wah.
Anyway, the Peanuts movie.
Yeah, we're not reviewing the Peanuts movie. Aww. We're reviewing Spotlight, which is about... basically, as we've been alluding to, the point where it became clear to the world that Catholic priests diddling young boys was not an aberration that just happened every once in a blue moon, but in fact, a pattern of psychological behavior that was happening with disturbing frequency all across the world.
Spoiler alert.
Yeah, well, this was major news when it happened. I'm Chris.
Herman.
Sarah.
This is... like, they don't make a lot anymore of the journalistic procedural films, like very rarely. Mm-hmm. And when they do, they tend to be like where you go, well, the story it's based on is so fascinating. I liked it, but it's not that good of a movie. Mm-hmm. And I felt like this is one where they actually get the movie part of it right.
They do.
Yeah, absolutely.
You've got such a great cast here. First off, hat off to... it's so nice to have Michael Keaton back in the Taken Seriously room again.
Yeah.
You know, you've got, like, after Birdman, you're always worried, well, you had one last big hurrah, and see you later, ride off into the sunset.
Beetlejuice 2!
Although, I will not stand for this whitewashing in Hollywood. He's playing Robbie Robertson, who, as we all know...
No, this is not Spider-Man.
It's not?
No. It's a different Robbie Robertson. But, yeah, sorry.
Okay. Oh, I was like, wait, did they really...
No, he is the head of this team at a newspaper in
Boston.
In case you forgot.
I kept wanting to say Philadelphia because we just saw Creed.
Yeah.
But team inside of the team at this newspaper called Spotlight that does, you know, special long-term investigation articles that when a new... editor comes into the paper, played by Liev Schreiber.
Of course,
is like, I want you to look into this old Catholic priest putting their dicks in little kids thing.
He says a little more eloquently.
Their team is like, kind of like, you know, this is going to be hard.
Boston.
Boston is a little Catholic. Just a little bit.
Yeah.
He's got his whole team behind him who all are a little skeptical at first, but when the facts start dropping, they're rabid for it. They're like, no, we have to... this has to happen. You've got, like, Mark Ruffalo playing the hound dog of the team.
Oh, because his name is Ruffalo.
No, he literally... he's, like, the anxious to please, but first to start, like, screaming and yelling guy.
Who has, like, this weird tilt to his head. Like, every time he was on screen, I was tilting my head to, like, be on level with him. And I was like, oh, wait.
Time I saw him on screen, I'm thinking, this guy should be Columbo. Ever make a Columbo movie.
Oh, my God, yes!
He looks just like him.
Or the Hulk!
That's who... but you're new here.
So. Wait a second.
Rachel McAdams plays... well, she's
one of the film reporters.
Other reporters. They don't really... she's kind of like the... they try and give her the role of kind of the conscience in a way, but she kind of balances that with Michael Keaton in a way in here, like the one who's like trying to make the right decisions. John Slattery is basically the...
a cockatoo.
He is
the guy who answers the phones.
He's the guy who's like the guy Michael Keaton has to answer to, even though he's not technically... like, he's the head of Spotlight, but he's not really the guy who's in charge of the team. Mm-hmm. He's just the one that they still has to say yes or no to everything. Mm-hmm. And also the one... is he culpable in something? And then you have Brian D'Arcy James playing that guy we don't know who he is.
Yeah.
But who's playing the team. Mm-hmm. I'm like, I don't know that actor. Okay, moving on.
He's the family man.
But these guys, when they start investigating, you get so many great other actors who are appearing in this in various and sundry roles. Like Stanley Tucci playing Mitchell Garabedian, who is the attorney who had been looking into these cases of all of these kids have been claiming they've been raped for years and not making very much traction, and he's kind of a riot.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
He's a character. But he's a character, like, within this very realistic universe. Mm-hmm. So they describe him several times as, like, kind of larger than life. But he's larger than life in a realistic way, which I liked. I liked the tone of this a lot. Like, I was actually just listening to our review of Trumbo because I wanted to kind of compare. Like, okay, this is a real life event. It's in a much, like, smaller period of time. But this had a more realistic tone. Maybe because it was closer to, like, I mean, I was alive in that time.
2001.
Barely. But it felt more down to earth about something that was and is worldwide, global, just heinous cover up.
Heinous. You understand how I made that mistake?
Yeah.
No, I don't, Chris. Why don't you explain it?
Buggery, Sarah. Buggery. I see what you mean.
Okay, thank you.
Yes.
Anyway, I'm finished.
Can I finish?
And that's what the priest said.
Oh.
Yeah. I didn't have to live through it. No, not a Catholic.
Well, I'm sorry. I just want to say, but I was raised Catholic.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Well,
like, so fuck this movie.
No,
it's
no.
All bullshit.
Well, I'm not a practicing Catholic anymore, but, you know, I
chose to fuck that priest. Yeah.
No, I think so. I mean, even though I've met many priests throughout my life, I actually went to a Catholic high school, and I was raised Catholic by my parents for many years, and I'm from Buffalo, New York, which is a very Catholic city. And one of the things that, you know, this movie really deeply affected me because I noticed certain things that between the people living in Boston, the people living in Buffalo, that there's a lot of similarities, especially how people act and how they respect the church. Buffalo is a very Catholic city. And how I think the movie, like, the movie wants to make the effort that, okay, the church is covering up these sexual abuse crimes committed by these priests, but it's not only the church, it's city officials themselves, it's just the people involved. Like, no one wants to talk about it. Like, everyone knows it's happening, but no one wants to say anything. Mm-hmm. And I just remember that probably one of the standout moments of this film is when Mark Ruffalo's character is talking to one of the victims. And the victim, he's been traumatized throughout his entire life. He's clearly identified as a drug addict. And he says something that just that really kind of shook me to my core, because it's something I've heard over and over and over again. And it's that when a priest asks for help, it's like God is asking you for help. Mm-hmm. And I've heard that so many times throughout my life, especially when I was, attending a Catholic high school. I've heard that before. Obviously, my experience is very different from these people who went through these horrible things when they were sexually abused. But I can understand why they would get messed up into this, like, this horrible relationship with these priests, because you want to trust them. Because the priests, they're raised up to be these pillars of the community. Like, oh, that's Father so-and-so. It's like, he's such a great person. You should help him. And that's, I just, that really just shook me to my core.
Well, that's the thing, is this movie really gets into taking you down the path, the pathology of the priests and the mindset. Like, how do they get this way anyway? Mm-hmm. Why does that happen to them? And then it takes you down the route they take to basically be predators to these children and how they use guilt and a slow sort of build to get them in this position where they do whatever they want them to and then just keep their mouths shut, and then they get into the pathology of the city itself.
Yeah, exactly.
Why are people staying quiet about this? Why is anybody afraid to say anything? And I think that one of the most beautiful things about this movie is we all know about this. Like, everybody knows about the Catholic priests diddling kids thing, but this movie has where, like, we're kind of like culpable as the characters themselves are and the people in the city, and that we know about it, we make jokes about it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And as the movie slowly grows and you start realizing the sheer enormity of the situation, you start seeing everyone, it's not so funny anymore.
Right.
You're like, in fact, it's completely heartbreaking.
Yeah.
Like, this film that's a procedural ultimately still really ends up just kind of tearing you apart a bit.
Yeah, and it's kind of funny, like, why do we make jokes about it so much? And I think it's because there's some part of us that thinks that Well, yeah, but they're still helping the community. They're like organizing soup kitchens and charity drives, and it's like a place for people to go. So, like, Rachel McAdams' grandmother in this is the type of lady who goes to church 3 times a week, and she obviously doesn't do anything else. Like, the church is her life. And I've known people who their religion, their church is their life. Yeah. And if you take that away from them, what do they have to live for?
Yeah.
And that's what's really heartbreaking about it.
But, you know, I mean, this firmly makes the point that that's why people, one of a couple of reasons that people double take on, like, wanting to turn a blind eye, but at the same time, that is not a reason to do it. You know, that we are culpable by doing that.
Mm-hmm.
Because ultimately we're being selfish by mm-hmm. saying, no, what about all this other stuff? I need them. So what if a couple kids got fucked? We don't actually say that, but, you know, mm-hmm. that's our subconscious yep. telling us, turn away. Yeah. Yeah. And in fact, you know, the humor thing is we're laughing at horror because that's what humans do.
Yeah.
We like mm-hmm. something that's just too horrible to think about, we make jokes about.
Yep.
I've been doing that my whole life. It's worked well for me. Waka, waka, waka.
I'm so broken inside.
I'm holocausting today. Sorry.
What?
Totally different, a totally different religious problem. Okay. Yeah, I think that this film does what All the President's Men did for Watergate, really.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Like, it's just doing it for this more current situation where it really puts you inside of it, where you understand it, you understand the moral implications just all too completely, and it's populated with a super likable cast
mm-hmm.
yep.
Of people that you really feel like you get to know as individual characters.
Yep. And we're
yeah.
silent.
Yeah, yeah, I was like,
for the first time on oneofus.net, a movie has brought us to silence.
So it was driving me crazy. I hadn't looked at the Wikipedia page yet, but there's a whole sequence of things where they're talking to a psychotherapist who had been writing books about mm-hmm. this mm-hmm. thing on the phone. I was like, who is that?
I want to know who he is.
Richard Jenkins.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, that makes sense because the director, Thomas McCarthy, he previously directed The Visitor. So I guess that's a
Herman connection. Yeah, for the audience at home, Herman has notes.
Oh, don't tell him.
So
I have nothing. I have what's in here, man. I'm pointing my head.
I'm still a little new at this. You got to cut me a break.
We all cheat. We always have a Wikipedia page open.
I just roll in itching my heroin scars on my arm, my track marks. Well, let's do this. What did we see? Avengers 7. All right, let's go.
It's okay. We understand. You were touched by a priest.
It was a rabbi. Thank you very much.
Sorry.
And it was a lady rabbi.
Rabbis don't do that.
They don't, because they can get married, and there can be female rabbis.
It is funny the way this, like, really briefly mentions the whole, like, well, maybe the whole can't have sex with anyone thing isn't a great idea for human beings.
Yeah.
They kind of go that dodge right past it because, come on, do we really have to explain why that might cause problems in the human psyche?
Right, but wasn't it more that, like, the priesthood kind of attracts pedophiles because they know they can get away with it?
Well, yeah, but eventually to some point. I mean, nobody goes, right, like, I'm sure some people with serious psychological problems, some which they explore here, had previously themselves continuing the cycle of abuse who had been abused themselves. But I'm sure a lot of these guys were like, you know, I'm a priest, I'm going in for all the good reasons, mm-hmm. and then eventually, because of, like, the fact that they're not allowed to so much as yank one off in the bathroom, become very confused.
So the moral of the story is God hates you.
And the moral of the story is jack off as much as you can, or you might do something terrible.
Jack off, have sex with consenting adults, and have fun with your life.
Yeah.
Don't surrender it to whatever.
Or if you do, then do it with a God that says, no, have sex. What do you think I made that stuff?
Yeah. Yo, I'm not going to have sex with you. I mean, go have sex with the people down there.
That was not an invitation for Sarah or any of us.
No. And by the way, that was my Jewish God saying, I'm not going to have sex with you. Go have sex with everybody else. I'm just up here in heaven doing what I do.
Zeus is like raising his hand going, I'll have sex with you.
Is there a cow that needs to be fucked?
Anybody need a swan in their life? Anyway, let's go to final thoughts.
Okay.
Herman, go ahead.
I think this is probably, in my opinion, probably the most important movie of the year so far. Is it my favorite film? No. But I think it features fantastic performances. Michael Keaton's great. Mark Ruffalo, given the greatest Columbo impression ever, is fantastic.
One more thing.
Yeah, and I really want to thank, I really want to, you know, praise Thomas McCarthy, who directed this, and I think it was Josh Singer, who also wrote this film. I think that this film, you know, features some great dialogue.
Mm-hmm.
But I think I'd have to give this 10 out of 10 Lily White Collars.
What? On your first week in the job. Save it. Wow. Save it. Save it.
It's like, I've never seen a movie before.
Oh, come on.
Just kidding.
Epic movie's the best movie.
I've seen that. It certainly is not.
Sarah?
As someone who was, like, I've been to Catholic churches maybe 3 or 4 times in my life, My mom was Catholic, but she stopped being Catholic a long time ago. And I was raised Jewish. So I never, like, had that experience. I never really saw that. So when this story broke, it was on such a big scale. I was like, I can't understand an institution that would allow this. An institution that is in basically every single country in this world.
Mm-hmm.
And probably the moon as well.
Eventually.
Yeah. The, you know, Diocese of the Moon. I kind of want to go there. Anyway.
I kind of want to go there.
So I feel like I'm definitely an observer. So it didn't, like, hit me on a personal level. But I do get, like, violently angry when pedophiles happen, when there's pedophilia in the room.
As we all do.
As everyone should. I felt that subject matter was very, like, intense and moving. So I think, like, a lot of people will relate to the subject matter, but also the film itself is very well made, very well acted. I think Mark Ruffalo is probably going to get a Best Supporting Actor nomination for this.
Agreed.
If not a win for this.
And Michael Keaton might get a Best Actor nom for this as well.
Yeah, he was excellent. The people playing the victims did amazing jobs as well. I mean, they were just, like, some actors. And some actors!
Dudes. She's like, as mentioned earlier, no notes.
they're not famous. They weren't in the Avengers, or they were never Batman.
A superhero or a mockery of a superhero.
Yes. So I don't know who they are, and I don't care to know who they are. So I'm going to give this 9 out of 10 9 out of 10 communion wafers that are in my office, little boy.
See, like we said, like, you know, you're like, nothing makes you angrier than pedophilia, and then you go make a pedophilia joke.
You know what, as I was like, this joke needs to be said, and I'm regretting it before it comes out, and I already hate myself, but I'm gonna say it.
I mean, I think we're all more or less on the same page here. I mean, I myself was never raised in any sort of really religious household. I, in fact, became, like, very angry at religion, organized religion, in a very young age. And more angry as I went on, and eventually just kind of mellowed out. It was just like, you know what?
Too much energy.
This is not my job, man. I got too much stuff.
Movie reviews and violent atheism.
Without taking on entire giant religious organizations that have been around for 1,000 years, I think I'll just write movie reviews. But that being said, this certainly reminds you of how easy it is to get really upset at any sort of institutionalized crime against people. It's not like this is the only shit the Catholic Church has overlooked, the horrible shit they've done to people recently.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, look into the places, like in Ireland, all those Catholic schoolgirl places where they were, like, abusing the shit, like, beating the crap out of the girls in those things, just, like, psychologically and physically torturing them, like, up until, like, 8 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
You're like, yeah, this is not a great organization.
Yeah.
I'm just saying. So everyone's like, man, this is a cool Pope. I'm like,
bull fucking
shit. You know what? Still fuck that guy.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's just my opinion. Obviously, I'm a little more angry about this than some people. And there's certainly not the only religious institution that's guilty of doing some pretty shitty stuff to humanity. It's what happens to any large institution if it's around long enough. It learns how to overlook its own worst qualities in an institutional sort of fashion. But I think this has just got such great performances. It's just mesmerizing all the way through. It's so well built procedurally that, like, you're just hanging on everybody's every word, every new piece of information. You're like, oh, like gasping as new stuff comes in, and as this thing builds and builds until there's that point where it just does, literally your heart starts to break, where you're not really emotionally affected by it at first, but boy are you by the third act or so, where you're just like, oh my God, and then it keeps building from there. This is a real powerhouse of a film that you really only can compare to, like I said before, All the President's Men. I give this 9.5 out of 10 points when Sarah looked mildly uncomfortable when we made a pedophilia joke.